When Diane's gems are on display at Mona, children sometimes forget where they are. Gripped with excitement, before you know it, they are suddenly bolting towards them. A Cornucopia of Colorful Love is named for Eddie Dominguez's wife, the artist Diane Marsh. There are 311 individual gems. They are hollow, hand-built clay forms. Each one is fired in a kiln two or three times. The first firing hardens the clay to a durable state. Second firings seal newly applied glassy color and luster glazes. As a child in New Mexico, Dominguez spent most of his time observing and responding to his environment by making things, artworks, Christmas decorations, and gifts for his family. Everything he makes, and the way he makes it, relates to a deep love for his family, a feeling for community, and his love of color. Memories of his Auntie Jane's own quilts, doilies, rugs, and curtains, all handmade in large numbers, impacted him profoundly. A memory of his father cutting and slicing potatoes alludes to the facets on Diane's gems. Dominguez's use of color is an expression of joy, influenced by the painter Henri Matisse and saturated New Mexico sunsets. He likes to play with scale. The gems range from generously sized to very small, and are made more impressive by stacking them high and presenting them in multiples. Stacking with multiples is also a memory from childhood. Dominguez grew up in a small house, the youngest of eight children, where space was limited, and the dishes were always stacked. He works with multiple media: ceramics, collage, fabric, repoussé, glass, painting, woodcut, and photography. Dominguez trained as a painter initially, but when he discovered clay, he also discovered the role clay has in communal craft activities. Inherent in his work is a fine artist's personal dialogue, not molded by function or tradition, but entirely by his own life experiences. He knows the effect art can have on people and often conducts workshops. The reason he became an artist was so he could make and give his work away to his family and friends, as he always has. His family has grown to an extensive audience, and now everyone can appreciate these powerful gifts. Connection to Nebraska. In 1998, Eddie Dominguez accepted a position as an associate professor in the Department of Art and Art History at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln.